Today, on this last Sunday of Ordinary Time, we celebrate the solemnity of Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. Next Sunday will be the first Sunday of Advent. So our gospel today has a scene from John's gospel where Jesus speaks of his kingdom. And it's in the context of Jesus' trial before Pontius Pilate. Jesus has been arrested and is now being tried, and right after this, he'll be sentenced to death by crucifixion. And Pilate asks Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus responds back, as he often does, with a question. He responds to Pilate's question with a question of his own. Jesus asks, "Are you saying this on your own, or have others told you about me?" So Pilate is questioning who Jesus is, but Jesus is wondering where the question is coming from. If that question is coming from Pilate's own heart, or if it's just because he needs to do the business of his interrogation. So Jesus is wondering what's in Pilate's own heart regarding him. So it reminds me of another scene in the Gospels. This is when Jesus and his apostles are at Caesarea Philippi, and Jesus turns to his disciples and he asks, "Who do people say that I am?" And the disciples give him various answers. They say, "Well, some say that you're John the Baptist come back from the dead, and some say you're Elijah come back from the dead, or one of the other prophets." But then Jesus says to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And this is when Peter, the leader of the apostles, speaks on the behalf of the group. He says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." So at the end of the day, Jesus was not so much interested in what other people had to say about him, but he wanted to know what they themselves believed about him. And it's good for us to think about Jesus turning to us and asking us the same question. So if Jesus turned to me, Father Matthew, and said, "Father Matthew, who do you say that I am?" Well, I could open up the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and I could say to Jesus, well, Jesus, it says here in the Catechism that you are the second person of the Holy Trinity. It says here in the Catechism that you are the eternal Word of God made flesh, or the Messiah, Prince of Peace. But what Jesus is interested in is not so much if I can read, but rather he's interested in the faith that's in my heart. Who do I say that I am, that he is? Today we celebrate Jesus Christ as the universal King, but another of the titles that the church has given him throughout the centuries is Jesus, King and Center of Hearts. And isn't this the amazing thing, that Jesus cares about what's in my heart? He's not interested in my being a slave or in my being blindly obedient to him. He's not just interested in that my outward actions follow him perfectly, although he wants that, but he wants my heart to correspond to what I'm doing on the outside. This is good for us to think about, especially as Americans, because today we celebrate the Feast of Christ the King, but we live in a country that was founded upon the rejection of kingship. The the unjust rule of England over us. And so in 1776, we declared our independence from the unjust rule of the king. And so even though every 4 years we elect a new president, we wouldn't say that our president rules over us. The Constitution doesn't allow that. We have three branches of government, and we have a Bill of Rights affording us many different freedoms. So it doesn't matter who the president is or what political party he or she is from. The president isn't our ruler like a king is. We've, as Americans, have rejected that kind of rule. But today we celebrate as a church the solemnity of Jesus, King of the universe. And so we Americans have to ask the question, well, do we allow Christ to be our king? Do we allow Christ to rule over us? And we can think about every aspect of our life. Do we allow Christ to be Lord and King of every part of our life? Do we allow him to be Lord and King of our marriage, and of our family, of our sexual life? Do we allow Jesus to be Lord and King and ruler of our work? Does our work correspond to Jesus' kingship in our life? How we act at work, what we do for work, is that consistent with Jesus' rule? What we do on Sundays, it's important that we allow Jesus to rule over our lives, including on the weekends, including on Sundays. So how good it is that we're here today. Do we allow Jesus to be Lord of our leisure, how we spend our free time? He doesn't want there to be any aspect of our life that's not conformed to him. And we might think that that's an injustice. Well, Jesus, isn't that hour I give you on Sunday enough? But Jesus is not just King of the universe, but he's King and center of our hearts. And he cares for us. He cares so much, he wants our hearts. He wants love from us and wants us to know his love back. So this is one question for us this morning. Do we allow Christ the King to rule over every aspect of our life? Another question that we can ask, though, is do we give God control of our life? And do we put everything going on in our life in his hands and stop worrying about it? Because if Jesus is king, he not only wants to rule over every aspect of our life, but wants us to believe that he rules over every aspect of our life. And so all of the problems of our life, he allows, but wants us to know that he's in charge. He allows us sufferings, but he wants us to know that he's in control. And so we might lose our job, but he wants us to trust him in the midst of our loss. Our health might suffer, but he wants us to trust him in the midst of our suffering. We might lose a loved one, but he wants us to trust him in the midst of everything that happens to us. So this is why, brothers and sisters, Jesus wants us to allow him to rule over every aspect of our life, because he wants us to see more and more that he's not like King George of England, who taxed without allowing us to be represented, who was an unjust ruler, who demanded obedience unjustly and rightfully the colonists overthrew English rule. Jesus doesn't want us to think of him as that kind of king, but rather as the kind of king who's a good father and a good shepherd, whom we can trust, whom we do not need to be suspicious of, who wants to invite us more and more into a relationship of heart, who does want us to follow him outwardly in every aspect of our life, but wants our hearts also to follow him, to love him, and to know his love. So, brothers and sisters, lots for us to reflect on this Sunday of Christ the King. So this morning, Jesus asks each one of us, everyone here, he asks each one of us individually in our heart, he says, who do you say that I am? Like he asked Pilate, like he asked his disciples. And what's our answer? We can read something from the catechism and know it in our head, but how do we respond to Jesus in our heart? Will we let him be King and Lord of all the aspects of our life? And will we allow him to be in control so that we don't have to worry, but we can find ourselves in the hands and the arms and the heart of such a good and loving King.